I want to have a conversation where multiple things can be true. And I don't think the Lions fan base is in a mental state to handle that, because we have reached irrational euphoria phase, meaning best team ever, we'll never lose again, everything's awesome, Lego movie. And I'm going to bring data that doesn't lie. And I'm going to tell you that while I'm thrilled that they won yesterday, because it was unbelievably meaningful to the home field advantage chase, and both coordinators were A++++, more on Glenn in a second, and Jared Goff, Rico will have the MVP conversation a little later, what they did yesterday is wholly unsustainable. Because I know you were probably too drunk and or high while watching the game to realize that Greg Olsen repeatedly basically was like having me in the booth. You couldn't produce any pressure. Your blitzes sucked. And asking Aaron Glenn to blitz at a nearly 60% rate, which they did yesterday, when you're a team that normally blitzes at about a 27% rate, unsustainable. On non-blitz downs, 27 of them, in fact, you produced 3 pressures. Unsustainable. And asking Jared Goff and that offense to essentially be perfection. Perfection. Not high level, not good, not great, perfect. Unsustainable. So I'm thrilled that they won. But if anything, I'm doubling, tripling, quadruple dog doubling down on we must get a pass rusher in here. Because it is unfair to Aaron Glenn if you're asking him to blitz at 57%. And by the way, one sack is on a Hail Mary. You can keep it. Another sack was the equivalent of Michael Strahan on Brett Favre. When the center falls over and trips over his garden hose, and there's simply no one there on a counter. Guys, bottom line. You ain't winning the Super Bowl that way. You can win yesterday. You could roll out blindfolded and beat the Titans. You will be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think yesterday's game script is going to get you to a Super Bowl, I'm not the guy and this isn't the show. I'm thrilled. Don't take the tone of my voice any other way. But I know what's on the other side of the phone. It is going to be kindergarten level football, and I'm not into it. So we can get down and go. And the numbers I gave you. This is the difference. You don't get to disagree with facts. It's like when Rico once said years ago, it still might be the smartest thing you've ever said. If you watched the news and said, I agree with that, you didn't watch the news.
Yeah.
I love how they won. I love how they play. I love their guts. And I love mobile golf season. And I love winning by any means necessary, but I am convinced now more than ever. Aaron Glenn doesn't blitz at 60%. He did yesterday. Why? They know they're effed. And you can't win with a base 4. Why? Because the data says you can't. And Greg Olsen watching the game saying repeatedly, they're not generating any pressure at all because it's factual. So I love the win, and I'll never apologize one for the NFL, and neither should you. Huge W, Rico, to get them back in the mix. And on a day, I'll take it any way, shape, or form. Dude, I am even more steadfast. They got to get an edge rusher in there. Got
it. Yeah, it showed you. You went on the road, and you won, and you are now the best team in the NFC. But yeah, when you look at that, Mike, yeah, anybody who was truly watching the game saw – the holes, the problems, the potential problems down the line, the teams that you still have yet to play on your schedule. Because in this game, and we said it on the pregame show with Cookies yesterday, well, on Sunday, yeah. The Lions have the advantage because you don't know what they're going to do on defense. So Minnesota was kind of doing this thing on the fly. But after that, teams are going to have tape, and they're going to say, oh, you're going to blitz us over 50% of the time? We'll design plays for that. If you're going to bring that, we'll be ready and we'll be prepared. Minnesota was the guinea pig. You went there. You won the game. Your offense was lights out. You got it done.
It was perfection.
Your defense was not. And that's expected because Aiden was not there and he's a key piece to this. You don't get to just say, well, it's no big deal. It's a very big deal.
Can both be true? Yes. Can we be thrilled they won? Absolutely. No one is asking you to be concerned about your erection. Enjoy it. God bless. Make a baby.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled, but my goals are way down the line. My goals are, I am not winning a Super Bowl blitzing 60% of the time. No. Do you know what the league high is? The Denver Broncos. They blitzed at 38%. You blitzed at 57%. And when you did, you still didn't get home. You had 15 total pressures over the course of a game. Aiden's last game against Seattle, he had 15 by himself. So understand, thrilled, but there's a job to do. It's the same. Look, you guys, if you're new to the show, let me help you. If you're not, you should know this about me by now. 5-minute euphoria when Juan Soto propelled my Yankees to the World Series. After that, job to do. That's it. It's about the championship. It is about the parade that you guys so richly deserve, that this city so richly deserves. And in order to do it, it can't be like yesterday. So, look, man, thrilled. Rico and I are Team Goff, unlike a lot of people in this town. Still wanting Hendon Hooker?
No, that ended. That ended yesterday.
Okay. Because Jared Goff's an MVP candidate. Ben Johnson, I don't know if even saying hang on to him matters. Maybe he just loves it here and loves not being a head coach. The synergy, Rico, between Goff and Johnson, incredible. I will tell you this, and I know Lion fans probably don't want this. I'm saying as a football fan, Ben Johnson versus Brian Flores is a chess. That's heavyweight chess.
Man.
It's so good to watch.
You had to be a real geek because there was a game within the game, watching those two moves, counter moves, even more counter moves. What if I do this? What if I move this guy here? Well, what if I do this?
Did you see that? Maybe you've seen it. I haven't. They go empty set, and it's on a third down. And Minnesota's showing a zero cover blitz. You don't know who's blitzing, who's not. And Goff motions Patrick over. Not a tight end, not a running back back to the backfield. He motions him over, and it's almost like a crackback block to pick up the extra blitzer. I'm like, we're doing things here I have just never seen.
But Patrick, that Minnesota was probably like, wait, who's this 17?
By the way, congratulations to the slot merchant. I told George Pickens is a moron, David. Amon-Ra is he's the best damn receiver in the league. He does it downfield, over the middle, at the line of scrimmage.
You know what he is? He's
so good.
He may not be that wide receiver that gets all the – he's the backbreaker receiver. And by that, I mean he's the guy that on that third down play picks up 20 yards, motions first down. He's the guy late in the game where, hey, maybe we can make you kick a very long field goal. No, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to catch it on the 25-yard line.
Did you enjoy your Khalif Raymond appetizer?
Oh.
Couple of big third downs, including one where Goff had no visual of the receiver. Off his back foot, dime.
Yeah.
Like, their offense is going to be very good to great. But it was perfect yesterday.
He's mastered this. I don't mean to cut you.
No, you're good.
It's almost like you could blindfold this man.
Yeah.
It's the movie Bird Box where he's just out there with blindfolds on and just throwing the ball to different places. Just scream and I'll hit you.
Or Justin Fields every day. Hi, David.
We got to win.
My point is, thrilled about the W, but I'm more convinced after yesterday you need to make a trade for a pass rusher. I'd love your thoughts on all of it. There's no negativity. Me simply telling you, Longview, yesterday's proof in the pudding. And by the way, again, I'm begging you on this one. In the lead up to this game, can you guys out there in listener land, especially the morning show audience, can y'all just stop with the Chuck Schwartzky superfan routine? Lions 56, mini Vikings 2. You won on a game-winning field goal with 15 seconds to go. Guys, this is the NFL. The idea of beating teams by 3 touchdowns on the weekly basis is not real. You need to step down from irrational euphoria and join us in reality. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I got something, Mike, that you may not want to hear, and I may have to give this to you next.
No.
You want it now?
Yeah, kind of.
David, now? Okay.
What?
It's only going to get amped up. Why? I'm with you. I see the need. You got to pick up somebody. I wonder if the Lions are going to be like the fans. You're going to be playing Tennessee. You're going to beat them.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that's going to give you a false sense of security that this works.
And I think you're wrong, and I'll tell you why next.
Oh.
A reverse tease.
Look at that. That's like the chess match that
it's
you saw.
It's serve and volley.
That was a chess match you saw in the game. I thought I had the right defense call.
I see your radio tease, and I raise you one of my own. No, I want to know if the number...
Are you looking for a career in crime?
Be curious. USOBs, be curious. Data. Jesus, Dan. Good Lord. 248-539-9797.
Gonna get hit, gonna go down.
Job well done? Not by you. All right, good talk. Or whatever that line is at the end of the game. Better job done by me. All right, let's get to the callers. We'll see what we got today. And then, yeah, we'll catch up with Ticket Text momentarily. Go to Orza to lead things off today, 97.1. Hello, Orza. How are you?
Gentlemen, how you doing today? Rico, what up, though, big fella?
What's happening, Orza?
Listen, nothing much, man. I kind of had a different take on the game yesterday. I want to speak to the first quarter real quick, the two anomalies, and the defensive line. Personally, I thought the Lions dominated the game. I really did. They all the way across the board. The first quarter, they played scared and timid, and I think we all saw that. But it was somebody in my ear saying, just wait, he'll make the adjustments. I'm going to speak to the fake punt. That was stupid. That was led to points. We all know what that is. And then Montgomery. I don't want to talk about him, but the dude fumbled the ball, returned it for a touchdown. We were leading the game with, 5 minutes left? That game was over, and we all know it. So those are the two anomalies. You take those points off the board. I know it's a woulda, coulda, shoulda thing. That game's not even close. The defensive line, we knew what we were going to get, and we saw it in person. We got to go out and get Crosby. Can't say I would like to see them give up the ship to do it because I believe in Brad's process, but we got to go get somebody that's going to be a game changer because what we saw yesterday was what we saw last year. Too much time for your quarterback to throw their quarterback to throw the ball. But the best part about it was our D-backs held up this year versus last year. Those are my comments.
Orza, I would say this. You got to take everything as a whole. You can't nitpick because if you could then flip it around and say, okay, well, if the Vikings would have came through on that strip sack and got the ball away from Goff and they don't score, you're looking at a different game. So – to pick and choose the different plays and say, well, if this didn't happen, you don't get to do that.
You don't?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't get to do that. But, yeah, and the fake punt, I was okay with that because especially on the road, first quarter, if you screw it up, which you did, you don't go down that far. Now, you're doing that in the fourth quarter. That's a whole different thing. But I'm okay with the aggressiveness because – I thought that you needed more Dan Gamble yesterday to kind of make up for the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. The game plan went, it worked for you. You played a complete game on offense. Defense was not there. Defense, you were missing out on the pass rush and the pressures, and it wasn't there. Your offense carried this team. Your kicking game, making the field goal, it helped the team out. But overall, you got to address the defense.
By the way, I'm not going to get upset. So I'm just going to leave these here without comment. You both went 4-for-10 on third downs. You ran the same amount of plays. You outgained Minnesota by 8 yards. 8. You both had the same amount of drives.
Even look at the time of possession.
You both had damn near the same yards per play. In fact, Minnesota had a better one. You threw for 3 more passing yards and ran for 5 more rushing yards. Okay? And the TOP was a minute apart.
Yeah.
You kicked a field goal with 15 seconds to go. If that's domination, I'm Diana Ross. Not going to get angry. We'll just move on. We'll go to Fred, 97.1. Freddy! Uh-oh.
Fred?
You know what? We're going to put Fred on hold because I don't know if he's powering up a rocket ship or what the hell's going on over there. What was that? Just go to Paul. Paul will be a safer choice. Hello, Paul.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Paulie?
How you guys doing today?
How you doing, bud?
Good, man. To your point, yeah, we need to address the pass rush. But, Mike, how dare you hold our teams accountable to winning championships?
I know. I'm
such
terrible.
A big, mean man.
I know. I'm terrible.
You're so terrible, Mike. How dare you do that?
I know.
You know, that's mostly, like, some of the people I talk to. Don't listen to that, idiot. Well, it's like, oh, do you guys not like winning championships? Anyways, I digress. So, yeah, great win yesterday, man. But, dude, we needed to address this pass rush like yesterday. And here's the thing. If I'm going in, I'm going all in.
Yep.
I'm sending 3 first-round draft picks to the Raiders for Max Crosby, number one. And here's, you know, I've been talking about this a lot lately. Number one is we're going to be picking between 28 and 32 probably the next 3 years. Who is going to be there between 28 and 32 that late in the first round that's going to be better than Max Crosby? The answer is nobody. Number two, Brad Holmes is usually pretty good in the draft outside of the third round. You know, later in the draft, you know, he finds, you know, some pretty good pieces, you know, like I said, outside of the third round. So you have that to rely on. We don't need these first-round picks for the next 3 years, Mike, because they're basically going to be like second-round picks. We absolutely have to go out and just get Crosby. I mean, you know he wants to be here. He's miserable in Oakland. And, I mean, you will have an absolute just menace of a defensive line next year when Hutch comes back.
I'm with you. I mean, Paul, I think, look, it's something, too, is I don't understand why people get so triggered by it. It's like, okay, if the Raiders don't want to trade him, that's fine. Make them say no. Make the call. That's it. And if you can't get him, you go to who's next on the list. But I cannot fathom going into the playoffs and trying to win a Super Bowl, and my two edge rushers are Pascal and Onwuzurike. It's just that's not going to work.
Absolutely not, Mike. And here's the thing: you go out, you get a Max Crosby. You are winning the Super Bowl. We're winning the Super Bowl this year, most likely, and then we're talking about going back to back next year, maybe. I mean, because with Max Crosby and Aiden Hutchinson and DJ Reader and Lee McNeil on that line, I mean, number one, it's best in football. Number two, I mean, you're going to be an impenetrable force. And, I mean, hell, we could even talk about going back to back. That, to me, is worth three first-round picks to go get Max Crosby. And here's the thing. Win a Super Bowl now, and if you go to the dark, back to the dark days for 10 years, I don't care. Because you won a Super Bowl. And that's what we all want.
Agreed.
And that's what we all deserve.
Totally.
And Paul, everything
Especially
you're saying,
the hell we've been put through.
Paul, everything you're saying makes sense, but I do believe that based off the fact that you went into Minnesota on the road and won against the best team who was undefeated, and now you have Tennessee coming in here that you're a double-digit favorite against, you're going to feel, you know what, maybe the pieces that we have in play, we go out and get somebody. We don't need a big name, but we may need to add some depth to the defensive line.
Well, and that's fine. Look, let me say this, too. So, and I've heard it in all day parts. I heard Pat talk about it. I've heard the morning show do it a little bit. What I don't understand is why people get angry. What is the anger at people like me who simply dare to dream a little bit more? Oh, well, they won't do that. All right, you might be right. In fact, you're probably right, but I saw Khalil Mack get traded. I saw Von Miller get traded from a place he didn't want to leave in Denver. I've seen shocking NFL trades. Why do we have to get angry about it? Like, I whether it's hosts or callers, people going unhinged mode, because what? We have an idea of a player who hasn't shut the door on it.
It goes against the norm.
Right, but that's okay. It's about being engaging and entertaining. I mean,
I'm with you, and I'm not mad. I'm saying I'm looking at from the Lions' perspective, they're going to be feeling a little fat and sassy.
Well, here's why I don't think that's the case. Look at what they had to do in just the immediate blast radius of losing Hutch. We blitzed 27% of the time, 60. They know. They looked in the mirror. They had the hard conversation. They know they have to just throw baby out with the bathwater to win.
I know. But when it's working, it's hard to have that come to Jesus moment. Guys, this isn't going to work forever.
It's like the Michigan cheating. Great point. 248-539-9797.
So, you know,
David, I want to tell you, you got a hell of a football team.
Somebody got some sleep this weekend. You are on fire.
You got a hell of a football team. Now, I know.
Sure we do.
A little different when you don't know the other team's place, but it's all going to turn around.
Hey, Whoever wins rock, paper, scissors is going to be the starting QB.
Even if we knew the plays, by week, they wouldn't use them because, you know, they don't prepare.
We're going to get there. It's just not going to be today. We're going to do it tomorrow, though. You couldn't have two more, like, opposite ends of the spectrum usages of bye week as Michigan and Michigan State. We'll get to it. And take care of some business. We'll get more to calls.
You're on fire.
Got a hell of a team, David.
You may be a problem for some. It's not for me, no, but you may be a problem for some.
No, it's okay. And so far, so good with the callers. I just, like I said, it's okay. I like to be realistic with stuff. I think you have an unbelievable shot to win a Super Bowl, but losing Hutchinson.
I do too.
And then watching what I watched yesterday, you think you're blitzing 60% of the time and winning?
No, I just hope that they don't get high off their own supply and say, oh, we just look at these two games, trade deadline. Nah, don't worry about it.
It doesn't help when half our station are the drug dealers.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Vellini.
Want another hit of euphoria? Here, take that.
What was that, Dan?
That's, you know what? Just like we want Dan to do the touchdown Detroit Black guy. Mix it in. Oh, the team's going to the center of the field. We're good, you're not. Your mom's a whore.
Dan Campbell. Yeah, Campbell meets with the other coach. Job well done. Just not by you.
Oh, there goes Dan Campbell to shake hands. His nuts are bigger than yours. Let's go down to the field of Lomas.
TJ, what'd you hear down there?
Blarg tobacco. Thanks, TJ. All right, let's. David Dickens. Go ahead, Dan.
Hutchinson was missed. Donald had all day back there. We need a pass rusher. That is from Elliott. Isn't this game even more reason to get Max Crosby or Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Take a stranglehold on the NFC. Why play it safe?
Okay. The example, you guys tell me if this is wrong, bad, idiotic, whatever. But I comped it to sitting and watching the Yankees Saturday night. They were already one of the best teams in baseball, true or false?
True.
They went out and they traded for Juan Soto in a deal that came out of nowhere. Oh, but he doesn't have a contract. Don't care. We're all in. Why is it relevant? Because there's going to come a moment in your season you have to rely upon someone. It's players, not plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto has one of the best playoff at-bats you'll ever see. Hunter Gaddis, 10 pitches, 97 up in the zone, tank, 450, and we're going to the World Series. I've waited 15 years for somebody to wear the pinstripes and rise to that moment. In that moment, I've lost six straight ALCSs because nobody could rise to that. Well, and we got cheated by the Astros and AJ. The point is, that's what you're doing if you go and try to get a Crosby or a Myles Garrett. Knowing they probably won't say yes, but you have to make them say no because there's going to come a point. You've seen it with your Niners. There are points where a Fred Warner or a Nick Bosa, it's the player, not the play. Mm-hmm. And they do something unspeakable and they end a game. Mm-hmm. You saw Aaron Donald end a Super Bowl for the Rams. You saw Chris Jones end a Super Bowl for the Chiefs. Outside of Brian Branch, you don't have anyone on that defense capable of that. And Branch might be that guy. Still early.
No.
Rico and I were on the all-pro bus preseason, mind you.
No, you're right, Mike, because they didn't make the Super Bowl. But, yeah, you saw Christian McCaffrey in the NFC Championship game. I'm going to put the team on my back. I'm going to go all the way down to the goal line.
It is.
Ball game.
It furthers the belief that yesterday was phenomenal, but it's not sustainable. And they need a pass rusher. David, go ahead.
It was a very impressive win, but the game would not have been that close if we had Aiden. Mike is always there to bring us back to reality.
Think about this. 15 total pressures with a 60% blitz rate. Aiden's last game he played, he had 15 pressures by himself. Think it over, guys. Go ahead.
Mike, Rico, you don't give us fans credit enough. If anything, yesterday's game made it absolutely clear today that we need to land Crosby before 5 p.m.
No, hold on. No. And as far as the fans, it's just from what we've heard. It's not for fans like that person. It's just, I guess maybe that it's the vocal minority, but it's a lot of people who just feel like, you know what, we got this. We don't need to make any changes, and we need to keep our picks so we can build something for the next 10 years.
Right. You hear 8 hours of people essentially dusting their chandelier. I'm sorry. You do start to form an opinion like, wait, am I the only person who saw the game the way I saw it? And the data backs it up. I don't think it's fair to Aaron Glenn to ask him to run a defense with a 60% blitz rate. I don't think that's fair. And for all of Ben Johnson's brilliance, and he was brilliant yesterday.
He was.
And Jared, you get an OC and a quarterback on the same page where it's seamless. That's the sauce. That is why Brady was always better with Josh McDaniel. That's why Mahomes and Reed, it's a thing. Look, Sean Payton, Drew Brees. When you have that relationship, it could take you a lot of places. But it's not fair to ask, hey, Ben, I need 30 every week. Hey, Jared, I basically need you to be perfect. What was he? It was like 14 out of 14 to start the game again.
Yeah.
You have Hall of Fame quarterbacks who have never completed 14 passes in a row, much less basically the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you're right there. You're right there. So why not break through the glass? I just got to believe they're going to do something 2 weeks from tomorrow. I got to believe it. But in the meantime, let's keep winning. That's fun.
Yeah. I think they will. I don't think it's going to be the Crosby thing. And I think, man, it's going to disappoint so many Detroiters. Like, well, who's this guy? You know, who's this? You know, like, basically, it's like this stepdad walked in like, you're not my real dad. Who are you? Like, you're not Crosby. You're not Garrett.
Hassan Reddick, he's with the Jets, for better or for worse. So he's off the market. And I don't want to get into a space where we're talking about guys like Jadeveon Clowney, who, by the way, is hurt right now. I want to see the report that Mark Davis grabbed the receiver of the phone, put it to his ass, and ripped a fart and hung up. Just let me read that report from Ian Rappaport. Mark Davis, explosive gas. You're not getting Crosby. Show me that report. Lions called. Response was, click. Like, just give me that report. I'll let it go. A report. That's it. There's no reason to get upset. Like, that is the one thing this town, it always bugs me. And it's media and some of the fans, some. Why do you get so upset when people want to dream and do more? And in fact, to behave like the city of New York, Philly, Chicago, Boston, to do what it takes, or LA and hoops, to go all in and get it done. I don't know why there's an anger associated with that. I can fully appreciate and be thrilled with that win yesterday while keeping an eye on the big game.
I think a lot of it comes from the fact that we don't get a ton of success in this city, so you want to savor to make it last as long as possible. Whereas those teams that you talk about, Mike, have already won things before. We're going to have a talk.
You were talking about
this? Oh, you want this to stay it? That better.
You were talking about savoring things.
I totally forgot. So
savor away. Please.
I forgot.
Savor.
Stuff.
David Reed.
All right. All right. Champ and Jump. 248-539-9797. All right. We'll get it back on the tracks. David, go ahead. A couple more ticket texts, please.
That was probably the best outcome yesterday. We won while showing our glaring deficiencies to get Sam.
Yes. Who wrote that text?
Didn't leave a name.
Damn, you didn't leave a name.
Yeah.
But that is that. Yes. My kind of fan. Yes.
Mike, you're 100% right. I said right after the game, don't let those four sacks fool you. We had zero pressure all game. We need help, period. Right. We in the thumb.
You got to look at the anatomy of the sacks. Okay, the sack and the Hail Mary, first of all, that's a Todd Bowles principle. He's the first guy I ever saw blitzing Hail Marys. Aaron Glenn Incorporated. We're going to bring more than you have because we're getting to you before that ball goes in the end zone. That's great. That doesn't mean a thing to me. The other one was Strahan with Favre when the center falls over. All right, that's... Yeah. You had one really nice play, and it was tripping Sam Darnold at the line of scrimmage. Guys, not all sacks created equal. And when you're not getting pressure and you're not making a guy move his feet, and they put up 400 yards of offense, like 60% blitz rate, 400 yards of offense, need a game-winning field goal 15 seconds to go. I love the fact we were on the right side of that. But I'm not comfortable going, all right, it's all good. Got a brick salesman at D-line.
Yeah.
Or wait, that's the kicker, Bates. Whatever. Bobby Woo 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 made a nice play in the screen.
He did. He broke that thing up. Like, wait. That was too easy.
Woo Woo. All right. And David, you're a problem, and he's paying you a visit right now. You're a real problem. All right, so this has been a fun new edition. We're going to check in on this, continue the business of the day with the Lions, but this is a segment we like to call Can We Say That? These are the headlines. Rico gives you a bold take. We have to decide, can we say that? David? Good job by both teams. Better job by me. All right, let's go.
David, this first one is for you and your brethren. Can we say that Michigan's best option for the rest of the season is a two-quarterback system?
Michigan's best option for the rest of the season is to cry COVID.
Okay. That's not going to happen.
Jeez.
So, looking at what's going on.
It may be two-quarterback system, yes.
That you don't want to do this because, you know, if you got two quarterbacks, you have none. But I don't see any way you win by just picking one of these guys.
I would only argue that there's no upside to 30-year-old Bob Tuttle. If you play Orgy, there is a chance, albeit a small one, he develops, gets better, there's a future. Rigo, it's not a good situation, but I hate two quarterback systems. For me, I will say no to this. David, are you saying yes or no?
Well, since they can't figure it out, might as well try it. I don't see a problem with it. We're losing with one. So.
Kenny, are you above commenting on Michigan football?
No, I am not, even though they cheated and kept me out of the playoffs last year. I don't like two quarterback systems either, Mike.
And David, a bonus one for you. Can we say that if Michigan loses this weekend, they will not make a bowl game?
Oh, dear Jesus.
Correct. Yeah, well, you can say that. You can definitely say that.
Let's do the math. They have three losses.
Yep.
You're not beating Oregon.
Nope.
You're not beating Ohio State.
Correct.
And it looks at least, looks like you won't beat Indiana. Now, there is injury news out of Indiana with the Maple Leaf missile.
Right. He hurt his throwing thumb, but by the time Michigan plays them, he will probably be back.
All right. Well, look, if they lose those three games, that's six. Losing to State would be seven.
Right. And then the other game that you have is Northwestern.
David was too optimistic at 6-6.
Jesus.
Kenneth, for you, can we say that after the orbital ramming speed, that's what it really looks like, Kenny. Georgia deserves to be the number one seed in the college football playoff.
No, we can't. Not with one loss on the record, especially when that one loss came to Alabama, who just lost to Tennessee, who might be really bad.
Milroe looks hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
Just as an aside, he did not look healthy Saturday. He couldn't run. Here's my thing with Georgia. This is why I said I didn't want to write them off. I wanted to give them the Georgia game. Kirby's got this thing where if he can convince them everybody hates them,
yeah,
they play one of these games and you're like, who are these guys? They had one bad half of football in Tuscaloosa at night, still damn near won the game. I'm going to be straight with you. If you put Oregon and them on the same field, neutral field for all the marbles, my life depends on who do I want?
Mm-hmm.
I would still take Georgia.
And that's what I said.
So I have to answer yes.
That's
now they'll go out and lose to like Vanderbilt or something stupid.
No.
When that score was announced, you heard the gasp in the stadium like, whoa. Maybe we all wrote Georgia off too fast. For you, Kenny, you'll take a lot of pleasure in this one, I think. Can we say that Alabama will miss the playoffs?
Ooh, this year? Spicy. Only two losses, not yet, but man, it's trending that way.
I'm going to say yes.
And you just hate to see it.
Their offensive line is whack. They don't have a typical Alabama running back. And Ryan Williams is a really nice player, but he's their only wide receiver they attempt to throw to. Defensively, secondary's a mess. They already have the two losses. Without even looking at the rest of the schedule, they're going to lose another game.
Yeah, this isn't the Bama defense that we've used to seeing for the last 10 years.
And if Milroe's not Milroe, I will say they're missing.
They have LSU in a couple of weeks. You can't guarantee me that they win that game.
Who else they got?
They got Mizzou. They got Mercer. They have Oklahoma and Auburn and LSU.
Auburn and LSU.
In LSU.
Yeah. Oh, in Death Valley?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hate to see it.
They're missing the playoff.
Okay. Can we say that the fans actually helped Texas get a call overturned?
Yes, and it was a total disgrace. But the problem is the call was terrible in the first place. The call shouldn't have been made. The hillbillies shouldn't have thrown their beer bottles out there, their six packs of Lone Star. And then the refs shouldn't have reacted to the hillbillies throwing their six packs. It was like a hat trick of disaster. I've never seen anything like it.
Right. Correct call, but it was everything that it took to get to the correct call looked really fishy.
Seven wrongs do make a right. Yeah, I'm going to agree with Rico on this one.
Can we say, Mike, this one's for you.
Mm.
Can we say that the ACC is helping Miami get to the college football playoffs?
Yes, 100%. 2 weeks ago against VTech, the miracle Hail Mary overturn. They should have lost. Then you go to Cal, 17 different situational penalties, including some controversial ones, all go Miami's way. Every replay. Go to Louisville Saturday. First of all, egregious holding on a rollout that netted a 70-yard TD in the wide open. Rules expert, who's as useless as boobs on a log. That's holding. I don't know what to tell you. Go back in your box, Matt Austin. Then Cam Ward fumbled the ball. I don't want to hear about apexes and what maybe and could have. Arm contacted backwards. Ball out. Fumble. Nope. Because the ACC's got a business interest. You'll never convince me otherwise. Yes, Rico. David? What?
Yeah, they're all in. ACC got screwed with the Florida State missing last year, and I think the memo has been sent. We need a team in there. Help them out.
And when you look at it, Miami's schedule don't look nothing like it was supposed to.
No.
Florida's ass. FSU has quit. Who have they played?
This Louisville team. And that's about
uniforms of the weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
That Louisville looked phenomenal.
I would have rather had the red.
I was about to say Illinois has entered the chat. Real quick, for college before we move to the pro, can we say that Lincoln Riley is on the hot seat?
I don't know the details of the buyout, but just from a football perspective, yes. I think next year, if he doesn't compete to win the Big Ten, doesn't make the playoff, yeah, I think he's toast. At a certain point, it becomes who you are. Mm-hmm. Oh, USC will choke this game. That's coaching. Mm-hmm. So I'll agree with you. Yes. David?
Yeah, I was trying to look to see if I could find a buyout. But, yeah, football-wise, yeah, I think so. You move to a new conference. I mean, you got to be better, man. Got
to
be better.
You can't lose to Mike Locksley. I mean, Rico, I like turtles. That was a dream.
Can we say that Saquon Barkley had the ultimate revenge game?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When he said, I don't need to go back into the game, coach. I'm good.
Let everyone eat was his quote. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad. It is what it is. The Giants are a shipwreck. Leave me alone. David, say something, please.
Let me help you out with this, David.
No, go he ahead. Should have went back in the game. No, man. Stick it to him.
200 yards from scrimmage. What stick do you want?
No, speaking of that, okay, let's skip ahead. David, can we say that game last night was personal for Mike Tomlin? Why in the world were you trying to score 15 seconds left?
It felt personal at the end.
I don't understand. He already hit the over. He already screwed everybody.
Take a knee. No. 4th and 2. Run the ball.
I think he's just like everyone else. He hates Aaron Rodgers just like we all do. So,
can we say that Brock Bowers has entered the Rookie of the Year chat with 47 receptions and damn near 500 receiving yards? We talk about the quarterbacks, but he's out there in Las Vegas just collecting yards and catches. Or is this just a quarterback thing?
I think it's just a quarterback thing. I do. I'm always going to believe it's the quarterback.
Why? Got to elaborate now.
I mean, he's averaging about 10 yards a catch. Like, he's getting it done. It's just for the Raiders.
It's just the Raiders. I'm sorry. Okay, it is just the Raiders.
Okay. I think you got to credit both ways here. So I'll say, you know, I'll agree with you on this, not David.
Kenny, your guy.
I think it's a reliability thing. I just need to think you're going to see more of it. I mean, just be consistent. But, yeah, I think he's in the conversation. I don't think he's at the top of it, but he's in that top. Right.
And finally, after this weekend, can we say that the Chiefs may be the worst 6-0 team?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mahomes just keeps turning the ball over.
I'm just tired of him. I mean, when you look at a quarterback going 16 for 30 for like 150 yards and two picks, come on, what is this, Aiden O'Connell? And, of course, every team they play, they get the break. Week one against Baltimore, to toe on the line. Week two, 4th and 16, miracle PI. Hey, we're playing the Niners. Everyone dies. Debo three plays in. Iuke's ACL.
And you can't touch him on the sideline.
I'm tired of him, and I'm sick of the cosmic BS. Yes, I agree with you.
All right. So that was this week's Can We Say That? 97.1.